meet the Shira Tuesday night. Or because of Mar Cheshman, I believe. I guess we do this again. So we're going to go back a little to Halakha Dalet, only because of the part that today will be a Hemshech of, which is the Noteya, planting a tree. So in Halakha Dalet, the Rambam was mashma that it's only the Rabbana. Chay Hamavrich or Hamarkid, layering a tree, it's called putting a branch on the ground, and a new shoot comes out, or a market is grafting, or hanoteah. So the Rambam says, which we're going to learn now in Halacha Hay today, different avodos that you do on ilanos. If you ever hear the expression of Papa's work is never done, you learn the Sechah Shviyas, the Mishnayas, or you learn the Rambam, you see an amazing amount of avodos that have to be done to a tree. That's why, like, one of the economic realities of the way, and this is important for Shemitah, because the first question everybody has on Shemitah is, what are you selling Shemitah? It costs the same price. It's supposed to be hefker. How come it costs so much? It's even more expensive than Shemitah. Why is it more expensive? The answer is that we're living in a different world. You don't have a tomato patch in your backyard anymore. Right? And everybody wants tomatoes, but they're living in a month Beit Shemesh. So how does a tomato end up on your table? So farming is big business. The profit margin is very small. So the economic reality is that there's very little of the cost of fruits and vegetables is the fruits and vegetables. It's labor intensive. How does it get to your table? It's growing on a tree somewhere. If you want it in your refrigerator, that costs a lot of money. There's a lot of links in the chain from the guy picking, from the farmer. We're going to learn that today, from the farmer who has to do things so that the tree will produce the apple, and someone has to pick it, and then it's packaged, and then it's shipped, and down to the makolet, who has to hire a guy to stock the shelves. So it's a whole different surah. We're talking about a big business, and 98% of the cost is labor, which has nothing to do with Shemitah. The tree, the payers could be hefker, but someone has to pay for a guy to pick it. You're not going to the field to pick hefker fruit. You could. That's fine. And then it'll be for free. If they let you into the field. Okay, we'll see about that. But look, the cost of our fruits and vegetables. Not most. 98% of the cost of our fruits and vegetables, maybe 99%, is the labor, which, so we'll see, that's why things cost on Shemitah basically the same amount, because all the labor is there. The labor is set up as Oitza Bezdin. The Bezdin hires the workers because there's no owner. We're talking about people talking about keep Shemitah. So they, we use this favor of Cook Sefer, but meanwhile I'm giving a rant. So that's why things are so expensive on Shemitah, and you want them to be basically for free. When you want them to be basically for free, it's because most of it's labor. Okay, so we'll see. Anyway, so all the work of a tree, that's also labor. The question is, what's allowed to be done and what's not allowed to be done? If you have mutter dika avodos that could be done to a tree, so that it should produce the apple on Shemitah, so you have to deal with the malacha if it's mutter to do or usher to do. Once it's mutter to do, and the guy signed up to it, it's a beis din, and he's working for the beis din. He's not working as the owner of the field. He's working as a shliach beis din. All the people picking the whole line of labor, all the links in the chain that bring it to your table down to the makolet, everybody signing agreements with the beis din of, let's say, Oitza Haaretz, they're signing agreements with Oitza Haaretz, and they are all shluchim of Oitza Haaretz. Now, we'll see, as the year Ashishis goes on, we'll see the makoros in halacha for this system. But that's basically the idea. So that's, but there's a lot of malachas that go into a tree. As we'll see, we'll learn the Rambam, and you learn the Shnayas and Shviyas, and you understand a farmer's work is never done. You get to appreciate that memory. Okay, so the Rambam paskins in Halacha Dalet, he just says Makan El Zor Makas Margis Medivreya. So if you look at footnote 6 on page 191, so that's the first Shita, that it's with the Rabbanon, even planting a tree on Shvius. I'm sorry.
You can't buy one?
They were ordered. Right, these are specific for the people that ordered them.
Oh, it's like, it's just sitting there.
Can we use one that's half
Shvius? They're on Shvius.
They're not half Shvius. I mean,
unpurchased.
What can I say? What do I do if the person that ordered it is bothered age, that's brief? I have no right to. Right now, who does it belong to? It's a good shayla. I wasn't zoicha for the person. Right now, it still belongs to Itzahar. It's what put him home. Okay. What can I say? You look in. He's a nice man. Who are you looking at?
He's a nice man.
Yeah, show me.
I only know him for 30, 40 years. I agree.
Anyway, so the first sheet, today we're going to learn the huge, huge difference between something being Asa B'Diraisa or a Malacha being Asa B'Drabbanah. It changes the face of Shemitah. It's not like Shabbos, where most of the time it's almost not Nogeya, it's the Araisa D'Rabbanah. You know, no one's bringing a carbon chattas anyway, and you know, if it's also D'Rabbanah, you're not going to do it. Shemitah changes the face of Shemitah, as we'll see today, Be'ezus Hashem. Anyway, so the first Shita is that Netiyah, even Netiyah is only also with the Rabbanon, and that the Shitas that say that are in footnote 6. Then you have the good old Aruch HaShulcha in footnote 7, that it's also because of the Aseh. The reason Netiyah would be Mutter Medioraisa is because, again, the Gemara is very strict. There's no other Santoldo system on Shemitah, and the only things that are Aser are Sat Chalei Tizra, Karma Chalei Tizmar, we talked about this last week. So we'll see. So it doesn't say Netiyah. So maybe Netiyah is like Zeriah. Huh? Maybe. But maybe not. So we'll see. I mean, so that's why the Shitas that hold us are on one and hold. It's not like Zeriah. It's a different verb. It's a different action. It's planting. Maybe. Everybody holds that if you plant a seedling, someone said last week, of a tree, that would already be Sotchalot Tizra. Or maybe that would be called Sotcha. So anyway, there's three sheikhs. One is that Netiyah is Osir Midir Rabbanon, and maybe a seed is Diraisa. The Rosh Hashulchan says, but it's for sure the mitzvah Asay, a violation of the Asay of the Shavsa Oretz, Shabbos Lashem. In the footnote 7, it brings down that the Rosh Hashulchan holds that all the others and told those that are not, that are ostensibly Midir Rabbanon, because they're not mentioned in the Torah, and there's no Avos Toldos system on Shemitah, but they're all violations of the Aseh, which if we would take on like Dorach HaShulchan, then Shemitah would not be able to work. I mean, the Mechon HaTorah Baritz wouldn't be able to work. Mechon HaTorah Baritz is a very unique, you have to, we'll call it, the Eidah Chavet is on one side that takes Goyim, and have the Mechira on the other side that also it ends up being Goyim, right? And everybody's assuming, like the Kula of Yerushalayim, that there's no Kedusha Shvius, and we resolve the Shemitah problems by eliminating Shemitah from our lives. The Badat say the Charedis Kedah Islay, well, the Rabbanut had the Mechira Kedah Islay. But Oitza Oretz really, philosophically, I don't really, what they're doing is they're sort of, I call it embracing Shemitah and saying, you can live with it, you can live with Shemitah. You don't need a Hetta Mechira, which doesn't even follow Rav Kook's own Hakpadus and how the Hetta Mechira should look. And anyway, why should we do Hetta Mechira? And let's embrace Shemitah, it could work out. And that's what they do, and that's what we're going to follow, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, we'll see. Anyway, so...
Diraisa,
what?
the rice, it's only the species that are mentioned in the pasuk?
It's only the four things that are mentioned in the pasuk.
Only those species.
I don't know, species.
Karmaka is only.
Right. Well, anyway, Zemira, I'm not sure if it's the point is the species, but Zemira is a specific act which is much sophisticated than plain pruning. They say the kiwi fruit needs a Zemira similar to kerem, and some shitas hold that to do that to the kiwi fruit is also dioraisa, because it's not the species specifically, it's Zemira, but Zemira is not stam loping off branches and things. It's a very, we'll have someone here explaining, it's a very sophisticated way of cutting it in a way that stimulates growth. Anyway, so the Aruch HaShulchan like would change the whole shmita, but everything ends up being a dioraisa, at least in terms of the violation of the assay. If you go to page 192, then you see the sheet is that Zriya is Matiya is Osama dioraisa, and the reason the Rambam says Makinakos Makas Margus is because the Marshal, maybe the Rash says it's a Kalvachomer. If Zemira is Osir, and Zemira stimulates growth, so Kol Shein Natiya is Osir, because that is growth. You're planting a tree. Zemira is something you do to a tree to stimulate growth. Okay, but Ein Onshin Min Adin. This is the way the Chazon Ish learns. That Ein Onshin Min Adin, and that's why it's only Makas Margus, but it's still Osir B'Dioraisa. Now, if you look on footnote 8, it brings down a Beferish Gemara, which is always slightly problematic, that in Shvius, the T is also a Dioraisa. It's a Gemara. And the Rash, Havi, Slorish, and a Tia, Doime Yosel, is Zriya Measher Zmira. That actually, if you had to make a comparison, the Tia would be more like Zriya than like Zmira, but really you can learn it out from both, and maybe it's a Kalbachomer, etc., etc. Look at the second paragraph, a fascinating Slora. Yeshe Tirtsu Sheilu Zubo Fanacher. My rich tirit shebizriya, why it's not necessarily so that you extrapolate that natiya is asur, if zriya and zmira are also asur. Shebizriya is zmira, planting a seed, and pruning we call it, but zmira pruning. Ha'anohi bishnasa shmita atzma. So maybe v'lochena Torah osrosam, but you can't really make a kalvachomer because natiya is really something that's only going to be nogeya for the shmita. So maybe the Torah did master it. No, he's just saying a svara why you can't necessarily extrapolate from Zriya to Natiya or from Zmira to Natiya, because by them you're eating the peiros, that's a problem. You're having the benefit of the malacha. That's right. You're having the benefit of the malacha on Shvius. Mashenke Natiya. Ubegle Tal, this is a very fascinating svara. She Isra HaTorah Hu Kashe Yonek Mehakarka, which is Kodosh Bekdusha Shvius. Abel Be'etzim Harirak HaPrihu HaKodosh, not the Eitz. V'lochein Natiya may be Ein Adom Al Zriya. Shere Zriya Hi Motziya Mehakarka Peiros Kodosha. So maybe that's the point. But anyway, Achazanish Kosav Shinatiya Asura Midin Torah. Elish, the reason you don't get Malka is because Ein Onshin Min Adin. And really, so we'll see how that's dealt with in the poem. Okay, so I just wanted to go over about Natiya, and now we're going to go on to Halacha Hey in the Rambam. Ein Notin B'Shvius Afilu Ilan Srak, even how do you say Ilan Srak in English? Is there a word for it? An Ilan that's not Motzi Peiros. What? Non-fruit bearing tree, okay.
A fruit tree that doesn't bear fruit or a non-fruit?
No, a non-fruit bearing tree. Now, the Rambam's going to list a bunch of malachos that you do to a tree, a bunch of things that farmers do to trees. And they're also to do on Shvius. Then there's going to be a later halacha what's mutter to do on Shvius. So we must learn as a hakdama a Gemara in Moyet Katan, and it's the same Gemaras in Sukkah and the same Gemaras in the Sechus of Zara. This is an extremely vital Gemara, because when they sign up farmers, again, if you just, if you buy Goyish yourself, so you'll, actually, everything has problems. Because if you buy the Goyish yourself like the Haredis, first of all, you sign the Chandakula that Goyish yourself doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, that's in their system. It's Amir al-Akam is a big problem. Now, Amir al-Akam is a problem, and so that's a problem. Amir al-Akam's also, and L'chayr, you're telling him, because you're ordering from him stuff, so you're having Amir al-Akam. Okay.
How does Amir's Akam play in this?
You're telling him to plant and to
his man.
It's an issue. It's also like on Shabbos.
It's an issue
on Amir al-Akam. I'm sorry. I segued and I have Harad. I'm sorry. We're learning a very vital Gemara that's vital because in the Otsa Oret system, and it's really no gay older farmers, it allows what exactly, once a malacha is derabbanon, once an avodas karka is born on the oraisa, then sometimes it's mutter and sometimes it's asur. And the Gemara gives the guidelines, and this gives rise to how to categorize and how to classify all of these avodas we're going to be learning about. Now, in the real world, meaning the Kapoyo, when they sign up a farmer, Let's say the Chon HaTorah Barit signs up a farmer to be in their system, he has to follow their Hora'os. And they have Sokim, and as we learn the Rambam, we'll see it's extremely complicated what's Mutter and what's Asur. And this is where the push the envelope comes in. Because we'll see the Gemara, which starts off with like a little head there, like this big, and slippery slope, that's what they called it. Madron, there's like a word for it in Hebrew. How would you say it? They actually have the word for it. What? They said it's a Madron Chalakon, there's no question about it. I told them in English it's the Tchofus Amatefa, pushing the envelope. But you'll see. As we go on in Shishas, this year we'll learn how this gets expanded. But to properly understand the Rambam we're about to learn, and all the notes that we'll be learning on the Rambam, this is vital Gemara. So it's basically the same Gemara, Moyed Kotten Dav Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara has a steer in Brises about Kishkush on Shvi'is. Kishkush is La'ador, how would you say that in English? To hoe under the tree. One Bryce says hoeing under it, so certainly Drabana, right? Of course, hoeing, right? It's not Harisha. Even Harisha, if you remember, we saw with the Shiloh, it's the Arisa Drabana. But it's Harisha plowing the field, getting it ready for Zeria, and here you're just playing around under the tree for. There could be different purposes, and that's the key issue. And this governs a whole large area of Hilchas Shemitah Avodas Karka, and we'll see in a second. So the Gemara has a steer in Brises, and here comes the key vital Gemara. Amar Avukfa Bar Choma, Trei Kishkushi Havi. There's two kinds of Kishkush, and in a second, Chad Ivriye Ilana, Ivriye, this is it. Ivri Ilana means to be mashbiach, to give koyach. But let's see, the words. The words are very key, because this is all different shitas. What's this and what's that and what's that? Ivri means lahavri, to make it healthy. You're being mashbiach. You're making it better. You're giving koyach to the tree. That's okay. That's awesome. The chad stume pili, and one kind of kishkush is you're covering up the roots to prevent that they shouldn't dry out. Avriye ilana osir. Again, this is an every malacha derabanan follows these rules. If it's to be mashbiach the tree, to make the tree better, even if the tree is diseased now, and you just want to bring it back to its normal, you want to nurse it back to health, So that's also usur. You want to make the tree better. You want to make it. So that's usur. But an isur derabbanan, but something that's only usur but derabbanan, if all it is preventative to stop it from being bad, to stop it from drying out, to stop it from being ill, to stop it from getting ruined, then it's mutter. This is huge, and we'll see. It's very, very complicated as we go through different halachas. Everything's a machlokas. If it's avriyeh or ukmi, those are the words. Avriyeh or ukmi. Now, they have the same Gemara in the Sefer Zefa Dezor of Nunavut Beis with one. So the second of Avodah Zarah is a line that opens up a Pandora's box. Because Avriyeh or Ukmi Ilana talks about the tree, not the fruit, the tree. What you're doing to the tree. In the second of Avodah Zarah it says, Hacha Ukmi Ilana Vishari. Hasam Bitume Peire. You're fattening up the fruit, the asr. This gives rise to a huge shayla, which is huge. What about if something's mashviach the ilam, but it's ukmi peir to prevent the fruit from drying out, or to prevent? There's a lot of malachos that might be called. You're being mashbiach the tree, but its ultimate purpose is only to prevent the fruit from getting ruined. And what's called the fruits getting ruined? And as I said, it's a chalaklat madron. And so we'll see. They showed me, I learned with them a lot of the literature on this, a lot of Shuvah Svarim, Chazon Ish, back and forth. But this is now. This is very important to learn the Rambam. We're about to learn in Halacha Hey. In other words, everything the Rambam says now that you're not allowed to do on Shvius, since everything's going to is Drabonon, we're not talking about the four Lavim mentioned in the Torah. So you would expect that everything would be Lahavri, right? Ivriya Ilana, Lahavri Lahashviyah. But he says things, we'll see in a second, in a few moments, which are obviously preventative. So that is a problem, and we'll deal with it. The cook deals with it, every Bafarik deals with it. And the shaila is, what do you do with that, and what? How do you extrapolate it to other cases? So let's see the Rambam. Velo yachto chayabelos min heilonos. Maybe we'll just read through the Rambam, and then we'll learn what the cook has to say on each piece. Velo yachto chayabelos min heilonos. Chayabelos is like a wart. Everything has different shakam, by the way, but we'll just, it's like a wart, and it would ruin the tree, but you're cutting it off, or maybe it has ruined the tree. See, that's a huge nafkamina. If it will ruin the tree, or it has ruined the tree, and you want to stop the tree from getting worse, so you cut it off. Okay? Well, euphoric, so you can't, you're not allowed to cut off this yabelas from an ilon. You can't take off the leaves, can't cut away leaves or branches, I guess, badima hayabashim. We're going to learn Rav Kook, that's all in a moment. Just for Poshup Shad, I think they used to put sand or dust. I'm looking at the bottom in footnote 4. Pizur avak gafridi. Graphite, maybe, or guinea ala eights, it takes away pitrios from Azikim Shonim. I think Tzimra, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it's the tree top, the top of the tree. So you can't do that. We'll go over things more deprotious to see what the principle that we extrapolate is. But meanwhile, we're just trying to figure out the words. Although Yesham Tachto Kadesha Tomus Hatolas, they used to make smoke. This is already a big kiddush, because you're not doing anything to the tree. You're not doing anything to the tree. You're going under the tree, but it's an avodas ilon. It is something that a farmer normally does to the ilon. He makes under it a fire and there's smoke, and it kills what's in the tree. although Yosuch is on the Tios, Bedover Sheesh will Zuama, they would coat the Tios, the plant, in something with the Zevel, Kadeshalo Yochav also a Oaf Kashahurach, so that the birds shouldn't come and eat them or peck away at them when they're Rach. This is the Chorah, like, clearly preventative. You're keeping away the birds. So even if you can, so why is it also? Below Yosuch is a pagin, they would smear the unripe or undeveloped fruit, the dates, I think. Below Yinkov, so this is directly done to fruit now. Below Yichrach is Hanatios, below Yikdom Osam, they would tie up the branches in order to attain a certain benefit. And the Yikdom is maybe to prune it, you know, to chop off some extraneous growth. Below Yifaseg is a Yuanos. What's PC? Derech Emuna. Hold on. Below Yifaseg.
Something next to
me. Harbe, the Uraim Shema Yishover, Somchen also, you tie it up, right, in a way that it shouldn't break. And again, it's a lot of Ukme Ilona, so we're going to see about that. B'chein Shor Kol Avodos Ilon, the Rambam sums up, V'imoso Achos Me'ele B'Shvias, Makanoso Makos Mardis. Okay, now we'll go through Shabbos Oretz. Okay, not to plant an Elon Srak.
So Yifaseg is to tie
up. Sorry?
Yifaseg is to tie up the tree?
Yeah, to tie it up like it, so that it shouldn't break. If it doesn't grow down. You really need a farmer to teach these things. But I see it, I know that. Sometimes you see like it's tied up in a box so that it shouldn't fall over. Anyone, so learning our Shabbos Oretz. So I know the Mashiach of people you can strike. Okay, some say it's Midrash Bonon. Yeah. But the Rav Kook, the top of page 195. The Nerish and Asher also the Torah Elon Srak, who also a fiddle main on the scavin the Gidl Ha'etzim, but is to make a fence, to show a border on his land, like by Orla, this makes a difference. But obviously, in Elon Srak is not an Orla problem, but even if you plant a fruit tree for the purpose of a Geder, the Dine Orla don't apply. So here he's saying it's also even if your intention is to make a fence. That's why you're planting these trees. On the bottom it says Divri Atzmo, this is what it says. He brings that on the bottom for the Maral Diskin, that it's Mutter Lintola Ilan Srak Lisyog, if your purpose is to fence it in. Derek Hamuna brings that the Chazanish, that it also, that it's also. So, okay, that's that. Now, the again on page 195. Anybody know what that is? Filters the air. So again, so just what we should remember is that Elon Srak, it might be a Mokum Lahokel if there's a great Sorech to plant an Elon Srak, not a fruit giving tree. It might be a Mokum Lahokel, then you start with. She is probably the Rabbanon, and maybe you get a guy to do it. That's okay. Let's go by the Yibol Beis on page 195. Lo yachtoch hayabeles mino yuanos. Yesh omrim she'osir lochosir. Now, his girsa, and this is a true girsa, anovim yabeshim mino ilan. Fruit that's dry, it's already, it's ruined, it's burnt, it's not edible, and you're taking them off, and that's what it means, Yabelas. V'nirish u'dafnik sh'machavim b'zeh v'refuos ha'ilam v'lo la'achila. Obviously, if you're picking fruit that you could eat, so there's no issur, even if it, and maybe it's not obvious, but it's mutter, even if it does something to the tree. even if it's a v'riya yilonim, even if it's mashbiach the tree, but la'achila you certainly could pick. V'yesh omim she'osu v'hachto v'hosu shum dobu shom yiveshus v'no ilon she'zeh v'inyan asoros hayabelis. It's anything that's dried and you're taking it off the tree to stimulate growth, really. I think that their Chamuna brings down the pshat, but I would assume Yabelis is from the movement mentioned the Kunish, that it's like a wart. Yabelis. Yeah, he says, I'm a ship. What? Yeah, that's, if it's dry. But the Chamuna brings down Hanush of Bagu al Gabo Eish Kunin Yabelis, which is Mamash of Wart, Ubutoko Toloim. Worms accumulate there. Okay. Bula din kol mumen shenoldim be'ilon, and you want to chop it off. Yesh omrim dainu lachto v'anochim ha'yaveshim shebe'ilon v'zen nikri yabelis. So then you're not allowed to do. And again, when it comes to poil, so if it's something once the Elon, once there's something already detrimental on the Elon, then taking it off is considered lavruya Elon. But if you would have lechora, if you would have, we're going to learn that on the Shver Rambam, but and see how they dealt with. But lechora, just to get clear the concept, at least conceptually, even if there's 1,000 exceptions this way and 1,000 exceptions that way, but conceptually. Once the Elon is already feeling the harmful effects of any growth on it, a Yabelis or the like, then taking it off is considered a Ruya Elon. Like, you give medicine to a sick person, you're making him better. But if something is on the Elon, at least theoretically, if something's on the Elon and you're afraid that it's going to harm the Elon, then Lechora would be mutter if it's a Malachadarbana, we're dealing with Malachadarbana, and that's already going to be called Upme Ilan. You're preventing the Ilan from something being happening. So we'll see. That's the general idea, that's why I said open the Gemara and White Cotton, and this really governs so much of the Malachas of Shvias in the field. Okay, Piruk, that's Gimel. The third malacha that's also to do on Shri is to a tree. Well, Yifarik Olam of Abadim HaYaveshin and V'yesho V'yay. So the question is, it may be better if it's Lach, not Yavesh. Is it only Yavesh? Okay. V'yesho Omrim, look at Rav Kook, Shabbos Oretz, two lines from the bottom. V'yesho Omrim She'osir Lohosir Sa'abonim HaNasunim HaIkrei HeIlonos. If this, that's what it means, that's what Piruk means. But it says Eimufarkin in the Mishnah. So maybe the definition of Eimufarkin is like the salt can take away the stones. Okay. Let's go to Hay, Ivuk. Hay on page 197. That's the next. Rambam, they have below Yafarik Olam, Baba the Mayavation, below Yevik as Sibroso Ba'ava. Bechenoso Lachasos is Ikrehe Ilonos Ba'ava in Hei Megulin. But I want to back up to footnote 30. This is a very important Chazanish, and the question is when it applies. The second paragraph in footnote 30 is talking about taking a leaf off the eshkol on Shvius, which is harmful to the vine. So in the second paragraph he says, Yesh omrim shepula zu asura lamro shehu l'ukmei. See, that's, you're going to see this. As you learn off the Shvius, this is only the lesson you're going to see. So even though it's l'ukmei, the day of Zu, Kosova Chazanish, Shah Isser Humishum Gzeira, Shema Yavo'u Lahatim Mitoch Kach Malach of Gemura, O Shah Osru Mishum Shahul Ukme Shayesh for Vriye. In other words, becomes is very complicated, and it depends really who you follow. The Chazon Ish deals with a lot of things that are usur, that are apparently l'ukmei, by saying that there's a gzera, sometimes rabbanon asur, and even if it's l'ukmei, if it's too much a regular agricultural avoda, there's a chashash that you'll do other. Where do you draw the line on that, and what the asur under that? Very difficult to answer. I certainly don't know the answer. Then there's things that are borderline and upme, sheyesh bo rivruye, so they answered it. So we, and we'll see as we go through the Rambam that whenever you end up with this kasha, the Chazon Ish says, well, I guess it was a gzera. But even though it's upme, it's a gzera. Now you look, vayin toras hashviyas, lo yitiru b'makom nezik muat. Also, ma'ukmei lana, is it only if the tree is going to die? Even if once it's ma'ukmei, is it to prevent the tree from dying? Let's say it will prevent the tree, and this is what they deal with the whole day, like that's what they're busy with. Let's say it will prevent the tree from giving fruit this year. But next year it'll be fine. This year, shvita. Right? Then you go, let's say it will prevent the tree from producing Yishmaka fruit, and it's going to come out the fruit that no housewife, no self-respecting housewife would bring home from the store. Is that called maybe l'ukmei lana? What? But the avoda is on the tree. That's where the action's taking place with the tree. We'll see. Because this is a big thing, and everything that comes up just comes up. The totzah is in the fruit, but the purpose of a tree, even the Chazon Ish is minded to this, but the purpose of a tree is to produce fruit. And a lot of things which may be, and this is where kashrus organizations have to make decisions, but we'll learn the makoros, we'll learn where they're coming from. And sometimes even if the totzah is in the fruit, but it's something wrong with the tree. And so that's the question. Some, like the most machmir would be l'ukmei lana means what if the tree's going to die? Then comes l'ukmei lana, it's not going to produce fruit this year. Then comes it's not going to produce gishmaka fruit this year. So this is this l'ukmei? Is this l'ukmei? Is this l'ukmei? Okay. Then there's a question of l'ukmei peri, purely l'ukmei peri. We'll see about it. Okay. Isha, that's a huge question. Page 198. Lo yeshan tachta kudei shetomus ha-tolas. Yeshomim sha-ishan osir gamamu ba-lokme. Now, it certainly sounds like it's lokme. Later Rambam describes it. The Chazon Ish says, again, it's a gzeira. You have to say it's a gzeir, it's fakal upne, but they decided to be gzeir here. So how are you magder it, and how do you extrapolate from that? I don't know. I mean, I don't know at this point. Maybe I'll get smarter as we learn more and more. I don't have the answer now. Here's a very nogea dikasvara in footnote 37, the third line. The Sefer HaShmita Nemar Sha'osur Mishum Shehu Bol Limnoa Nezek Shchiach Betivi. This is very big chumra. Just like I said, that even though something seems like l'ukmi, but if al pi teva, a tree is usually gets this problem. And so it's like saying, I'm giving a marshal, I don't know if the marshal is a good, like saying everybody gets sick in the winter. So I'll take vitamin C, and the people that take vitamin C don't get sick. So what the Torah Hashemit is saying is that if in the normal course of events this will happen to the tree, then your preventative measure is really la'avruye, not la'ukme. Because it's part of the natural growth of the tree is just like if it's ill already, if it already is feeling the ill effects of something, then whatever you do is called lavruye, not l'ukme. I mean, you can kind of theoretically remember that even if any time you give someone medicine and he's sick, that's really l'ukmei. You're taking away the illness. But we're just sometimes not a bit smart. But in Hilchos Shemitah, that's not true. Once the tree already has the mum, then the malacha you're doing, the avodah you're doing, is called la'avruya, not la'ukmei. And here you have a chumrah, which is trying to explain the Rambam with that chumrah, that hezekim that come normally in the derech ha-teva, so preventing them is called la'avruya. That's an extreme chumrah. Continuing in note 37, the Sefer Zivayon note the Lomar, she'osur mishum she'lo bori hezekim. Seems to be the opposite story. Uladas harav zatzal, this is Rav Kook zatzal, in Kuntras Achro. If you have the Sfarim, it's I think in the back of Chelem Gimel, is Kuntras Achro, where many, many important inyanim are discussed. But Isserhu Mishum L'Ukmi Peri. This is, Rav Kook holds that L'Ukmi Peri is also. And they don't follow him in this. They don't. If they would follow him in this, there would be a lot of stuff they couldn't do. And they don't follow Rav Kook's psak in this. They have other makoros. So they showed me. I have all the makoros. I went through many of them, whatever degree I was able to understand. And so Rav Kook holds that this is called, that this is for some reason, I really don't quite understand, that making this smoke that the tala'as should die is l'ukme peiri. Apparently its effect is not in the tree. Its effect is only on the fruit. It's called Avodah Sa'ilon. I don't really understand it fully. It's Avodah Sa'ilon. It's an agricultural Avodah that's done. So it's called Avodah Sa'ilon. Its effect is only on the fruit. So Rav Kook says it's called Miperi. But in a Hanami, if something like making the Oshon would be Le'una, it would be Mutter. Okay, we'll stop here. These things are very subtle, but I can tell you they're very, very nogein. This determines if you're going to have, this is in fruit. The vegetables, the whole other area in halacha that has to be dealt with. But in fruit, which I don't even know when the fruit stopped becoming nogein. In Adar, the whole fruit thing, but the halachas are done right away. So, these subtleties need constant psukim, constant pesukei halachas. Can you do this? Can you do this? Because it's overwhelming. The different types of avodas, different types of halachas. And what they want to accomplish, and they say it very openly, they want to accomplish, because people nowadays, they cut out shahar aprishas on the chagas halachas, and no one wants to do without anything. So they deal with that by pushing the envelope to provide it, and it'll have to do shishvias. They have solid, they're not some makil, they're not kalim chasasholim or islam makilim at all. They're makilim in the sense, let's say, that you know, by an aguna, even I'll push the envelope to be matter an aguna. So that's legitimate in halacha. And they do that to Shemitah. And the Chazanish really says to do that. And if you look at the Ephrati's Koilo, I don't know how you get it, you can download a PDF. They have a monthly publication called Halichos Sodeh, something like that. They put out a monthly publication. If you can get this past month from whatever it's called, Yashvos Ba'aretz, it has an excellent article about Shemitah by someone, Sachs. And he really explains the philosophy and the approach to Shemitah of the Haredis and the Chazanish. He doesn't mention Eitzaretz there. I don't know. I guess because that's the kibbutz Ruda equivalent of Ephrati's place. There's the Black Hat place, that's Ephrati's place, and the kibbutz Ruda place. It's like the same Machon, same idea. Learning Hilchos Tlius Baretz, having a Pruta Chamura for everybody, taking Maaseroni for you, like this, the same thing. It's funny, sad, but funny. So he discusses like the Chazanish's approach to Shemitah, conceptual approach to Shemitah, Then he says, we've gone away from that. We've gone away from that. And then he says, hey, the Haredis. So this is a fascinating article. It really is kedai to read. And you can get a free DM for free, I assume. Come to think of it. If you send an email, I have nothing else to do. If you send me an email, I'll forward it to you and read this. It's just the article by the Zacks person. And it's just fascinating, and it gives you an understanding of like what's going on when the organizations, the kashrut organizations, or people, or kehilos, or mechones make decisions how they're going to deal with shmita. Okay, send me an email, and I'll send you the PDF. We never.
If you don't have email, how do you get the message to
what?
The web?
Yeah, the truth is, you got to get a guy from Oitzel to come. When we finish learning it and have a little more grasp, I want to bring them here to discuss. There's probably different kinds of pesticides. One is for fruit, one is for the tree, one's for the leaves, and they have to pasquin each one. And you know, we're learning Shitchias, and it sounds a little bewildering. To me, it's bewildering. I don't even know what I'm talking about after that. But, you know, we're learning the Yisodas now, I feel. And as we move on, we'll get farmers here from, you know, Moshevim that keep Shemitah. But they have to, they can't let the trees, even if they keep Shemitah like that, they don't sign up with Yisodas. They do like the whole 9 yards. The way Aryeh wants them to do. They're mashmit their fields. They have to work their trees. Or they're facing disaster. They're going to have thousands of dead trees in the area of these people. Nobody wants that. So they have to. So the Chazanish, there is somewhere a pamphlet called Hora'ot. I'm going to get theirs, the Mechon HaTorah Baretz. Like Hora'ot to the farmer. It's like a whole Shulchan Aruch for the farmer. They're not ready yet to give it out. They didn't start signing up farmers yet. They start later in the year. Then they have their Hora'os for the farmers. They're for sure going to give me it. And then you learn it and you see them with Papoyo, what they said is Mutter, what they said is Osir, etc., etc. And Afrati's Kailo has the same thing. But it's not Papoyo used. They have what the Chazanish gave to the kibbutzim, moshavim, whatever it's called. Chazanish gave them.
We have House for
Matzah. It has a name. They quote it here in the notes. Also, Oretz quotes in the Shabbos Oretz quotes in the notes. Dine Horaot L'Chatloim, whatever it's called. So Efrati's place has for the Chazanish, like they have it. They show their fascinating exchange of letters between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Kalman Kahana about a certain kula. That Rav Kalman Kahana claimed the Chazanish held of a certain kula. It has to do with vegetables, not trees. When we get up to it, I'll tell you exactly. That's a kula and vegetables. And Shlomo Zalman, they were bringing riots back and forth. Like if it's true, if it's not true. And finally, Rav Kalman Kahana said that he printed up this Hora'ot L'Chatloim, and the Chazanish looked it over before it was printed, and he didn't say anything. And it went to the printer, and they gave it out. So Shlomo Zalman says why it's not shayach that it's mutter, and he has rayas back and forth. I learned with them the whole thing, and at the last line, Shlomo Zalman says, "But if you're saying that the Chazanish was okay with it, so." You know, Kohora Zokain. He writes Kohora Zokain. You know, so I don't know what I do. I hold it's also, but Kohora Zokain, so. But all of this is not no gaya. You read this article, it's enlightening, the article, by this fellow's acts. Because you see, all of this becomes almost not no gaya because of the system that the Haredis does. So all of this is not no gaya, because the Goyim are going to do whatever they're going to do. We don't, we're not telling them which avodas they could do. It's still. A Jewish farmer still needs a psak from his rav because he doesn't want his trees to die. Even if they're not going to be meshavet the fruit, they're going to leave it hefker. And the fruit will either rot or get picked up by people who are going to pick hefker fruit. But he has to know. He has to know. He took a course. We got to get him here. Saul Glazer took a course. Okay, I don't know if it's the trees. maybe, yeah, people have trees in their backyard.
Sure.
He took a course, I think, in the Mechon HaTorah Baretz. He has a Tudah that he took a course. He passed the test about what you can and can't do in Shemitah. And he came last year. He talked about it. It's just fascinating. Okay.
The sheep that
Shemitah. Hello? Yeah, quick. Yeah. Who? I have no idea. He's not here in the shul, so I don't know. Is anybody here about anything about Resnick's daughter? Good news, not bad news. Nobody heard anything. Okay, I won't tell anybody that you might be getting news tonight. Why do you know? Why aren't you getting news tonight? That's the nice one.
The shita that shita plays Rabbanan have an impact on those losses that would otherwise be the right one?
Maybe, maybe not. It's a shayla. You know, you do like, if you do a hetamei Rabbanan, every hetamei Rabbanan in the world is really, if the elefash chamishi, there's no more chayra. We just like being machmir, but really there's no chayra. So, like the first paragraph, but it's a shayla. The Chazon Ish at times says that even if Shvius is the Rabbanon, but this is a Malacha deal. By Shabbos, by a lot of areas in Allah, you have the concept of Ikroi in the Torah. So that's what they have. And the Chazon Ish is Machmir, that even if Shvius is the Rabbanon, but you're talking about things that are Ikron min HaTorah, the Malachas. Rav Kook, in the Shabbos Aretz Chelek Aleph, when he talks about the Het Mechira, he spends 200 pages just clamping down that she is the Manazel Shabbos. I mean, without that, it doesn't stop. Because then you say Yesh Kinyan. But that also has to hold the place. The whole kula of Yerushalayim, that the payers don't have Kedusha Shvius, is based on Yesh Kinyan, which is only a possibility if you're dealing with Shvius Mazenz Rabbana. If Shvius would be arising, then we Paskin ain't Kinyan. And the Rabbah Paskins ain't Kinyan, the Gabi Meiser, even Bizman Azeh, when Meiser is the Rabbana. So, but there's Rias that Shvius is more cow. There's Rias. In other words, and that's the Beis Yosef, and that's the Minig of Yerushalayim, in contradistinction to the Chazon Ish, who's Machmir, that Yesh Kinyan, because Shvius Mazenz Rabbana.